Hey, listeners. Thanks for joining us for your daily Bible verse. We hope you enjoy this deeper look at one of your favorite, or maybe not so well-known, Bible verses. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone, just subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcasts. To find more Bible studies, Bible reading plans, and verses by topic, we'd love for you to visit us on BibleStudyTools.com.
Perplexed but not driven to despair. Written by Mark Altrock. Read by Jason Brown. Bible verse of the day, 2 Corinthians 4:7 through 10. But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that the surpassing power belongs to God and not to us. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our bodies. There is a word in the Bible that I'm so glad is there. I've come back to it again and again over the years. I have said many times, yeah, that's the word for it. That's what I'm feeling right now. What is the word? The word is perplexed. Perplexed, but not driven to despair. Paul, the author of most of the New Testament, was perplexed at times. The brilliant theologian Paul didn't know what the heck was going on at times. He didn't understand why certain things were happening to him. There were things in his life that didn't make sense, outcomes that shouldn't have happened, friends that shouldn't have betrayed him, unexpected twists and turns. And he was perplexed. Like when he was being a servant, gathering sticks for a fire, and a poisonous viper latched onto him. Ever had that experience? You were just trying to serve, and you wind up getting bit. So many things in our lives are perplexing. We try to do the right thing, and someone gets angry at us. We do all we know to do as parents, and a child rebels. We help someone financially, and they go around slandering us. We give someone godly counsel, then they blame us for the problems their sins have caused. Perplexing, confusing, mind-boggling, head-scratching. Why does God allow us to be perplexed? To display His power, to remind us that we are jars of clay and all our strength is from God. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed. When life beats us down and we rise up out of the ashes praising God, it displays His incredible power. Perplexed, but not driven to despair. When we go through confusing circumstances that would drive others to despair, yet we continue to hope in God, that displays His might. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Others hurt us, yet we find again and again that God is with us. Struck down, but not destroyed. We just keep getting back up again. Why? Why don't we just stay down? Why don't we just give up? Why do we keep coming back to God's Word and to church? Why do we lift up our hands in praise when we should just quit? Because of God's power. Always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our bodies. When we die in any way, when we are disappointed, betrayed, confused, perplexed, hurt, persecuted, disrespected, abused, it's then that the life of Jesus shines most brightly through us. All our afflictions are intended to reveal the power and glory of God in our lives. Are you perplexed? Are you down? Get back up. Keep going. Keep seeking Jesus for strength. Keep asking Him for answers. Don't despair. Jesus is about to display His glorious power through you.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hey there, it's Nicole Eunice from the How to Study the Bible podcast, and I'd love to invite you to join us as we weekly discover a passage of God's Word together. From beginning to end, from principles to practicals, we are here to make sure that God's Word is powerful and relevant to your life. If that sounds like something you're looking for, I would love to invite you to subscribe. You can go to lifeaudio.com and search How to Study the Bible, and we'll see you there.